This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Reports out of Sudan say the two sides in a deadly conflict have agreed to a 24-hour ceasefire starting at 6 p.m. Wednesday, following a days-long power struggle and bloody clashes with the army. Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces, or RSF, confirmed a complete ceasefire in a statement. It was not immediately clear whether the army would announce its own commitment to suspend fighting. VOA reporter Michael Atit in Khartoum tells Daybreak Africa the past 3 days have been difficult for many, particularly those in the capital.
Majority of them have not even experienced this before. Some are traumatized. Some have even fainted because the battle field is concentrated within the downtown and near the residential area where there are people who are a little bit high class are staying.
Japan is preparing to evacuate its countrymen from Sudan, the government said Wednesday, the first nation to publicly announce plans to pull its citizens from the conflict-hit country. Around 60 Japanese people are in Sudan, a spokesperson said. China has denied all accusations of an overseas police presence, saying the United States was making groundless accusations after U.S. law enforcement arrested two men in the U.S. state of New York for establishing a secret police station. At a news conference, U.S. Attorney Breon Peace said China's Ministry of Public Security, or MPS, was targeting members of the Chinese diaspora in America.
The MPS has repeatedly and flagrantly violated our nation's sovereignty, including by opening and operating a police station in the middle of New York City.
Britain's policing minister, Chris Phillips, said on Wednesday that a media report on overseas Chinese police stations in Britain was of great concern, adding that the government was resolved to protect communities from transnational repression. This is VOA News. Former Trump Organization Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg was released from jail on Wednesday, according to public records. Weisselberg was sent to jail on January 10th for helping engineer a wide-ranging 15-year tax fraud plan at former President Donald Trump's family business. He was sentenced to 5 months behind bars but was eligible for release after 100 days with time off for good behavior. The 75-year-old pleaded guilty last year in connection with the long-running scheme. A Russian judge has ruled that American journalist Evan Gershkovich must remain behind bars on espionage charges. VOA's Cindy Sain has more.
Maria Korchagina is the lawyer for Evan Gershkovich.
He would like to prove that he is non-guilty, and he would like to prove that there is place for freedom of journalistic.
Russia claims, without producing evidence, that Gershkovich was caught red-handed while spying, collecting what it claimed were state secrets about a military-industrial complex. The Wall Street Journal and the U.S. government have rejected the charge of espionage, which, if he were to be convicted, carries a sentence of up to 20 years in prison.
A 21-year-old member of the U.S. National Air Guard who is facing criminal charges for leaking top-secret military intelligence records online will remain in jail for now, according to court filings. Jack Teixeira of the U.S. state of Massachusetts was due to appear in a federal court in Boston Wednesday for a hearing to determine whether he would remain jailed pending trial after federal prosecutors in the case told the magistrate they intended to seek detention. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more on a Missouri man who shot a black teen last week who rang the man's doorbell and has surrendered.
According to the Clay County, Missouri Sheriff's Office, Andrew Lester, who is 84, surrendered at a detention center the day after he was charged with first-degree assault and armed criminal action. He shot 16-year-old Ralph Jarl twice. The assault charge carries a sentence up to life in prison. Lester told police he lives alone and was, in his words, scared to death when he saw a black male on the porch. The shooting has sparked outrage across the country.
That was Norman Hall reporting for the Associated Press. If you'd like more on that story or any of the stories we're covering, please visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. Just search for VOA News. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.